Page 150. Listening for main ideas.
Good morning, class. Today, I'd like to talk about endangered and dead languages. So, what do you suppose a dead language is?
Is it a language that nobody speaks anymore? You know, like Latin?
Yes, that's it. Now, how about an endangered language? What's an endangered language?
Maybe it's a language that could die, right?
Right. An endangered language is a language that could die or become extinct soon. Most linguists agree there are over 6,000 languages in the world, and some linguists think that 90% could be endangered or dead by the year 2100.
Wow, 90%?
Yes, that's a lot. Yes, you had a question?
Why is it important? I mean, why do linguists care about dying languages? There are so many. Besides, doesn't everything die?
Well, yes, everything dies, but languages don't have to die. Besides, when a language dies, part of the culture can die too. Now, this doesn't always happen. For instance, the Manx people on the Isle of Man in the Irish Sea have lost their native language, but they have kept their culture and traditions as Manx. But think about what is expressed through language. Stories, ceremonies, poetry, humor, a whole way of thinking and feeling. When a language dies, all of this may be lost, so culture is lost too. Also, history and knowledge are passed down through language, so when the language disappears, important information and knowledge may be lost too. So those are a few reasons why people care about language loss. All right, now how do languages become endangered and extinct?
Well, I guess nobody speaks them or studies them.
Yes, and this happens for several reasons. The government can make it illegal to teach the language in school. For example, before 1987, it was illegal to teach the Hawaiian language in Hawaii's public schools. It was difficult for children to learn the language. As a result, the language became endangered. Starting in 1987, programs teaching the Hawaiian language began. Today, there are approximately 2,000 students enrolled in these programs, and more new programs are slowly opening. In another situation, if one community has more power than another community, often the less powerful community feels it must learn the language of the more powerful group. Two things could happen in this situation. One, the language could be totally replaced. One example is the case of Native American languages spoken in what is now the United States. Once, there were hundreds of Native American languages. Now, more and more people speak English and not the native languages. Children are not learning the languages, so when the last speaker dies, the languages will die too. If this continues, Native American languages will become extinct. So the language could be replaced, or the less powerful community could keep their native language and learn the other language too. An example of this is in Greenland, where students learn Kalaallisut and Danish. They are bilingual. They learn both languages, so they won't lose their native language. This can help save endangered languages.
So, are people doing anything else to save the dying languages?
Yes. Linguists are trying to save endangered languages. Linguists help create community programs where people can study the language so the language won't die. Also, they try to preserve as many endangered languages as they can. They make videotapes, audio tapes, and written records of language with translations. They also study the vocabulary and rules of the language and write dictionaries and grammar books. Okay, that's a lot of information for one lecture. We talked about endangered and dying languages, why it's important to save languages, how languages die, and how people can save endangered languages. Great. So, for next time, please read the next chapter in the book.